Onondaga County officials announced another 303 cases of COVID-19 yesterday, along with two more deaths. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, officials are looking at these kind of numbers as the new normal for now.
County Executive Ryan McMahon says he's a realist. He expects daily case numbers to remain high.
We know we're not getting to 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 cases a day anytime soon. You know, it just isn't going to happen. It's about managing the crisis and managing the medical infrastructure.
That means adding 100 more county staffers to the health department to help with contact tracing and expanding the testing for both symptomatic and asymptomatic individuals across the county. Currently, there are more than 220 individuals hospitalized with the virus. McMahon says a lack of beds isn't a problem just yet.
If this was the first wave, we would probably be in big trouble right now because the hospital stays were so much longer. This wave, we're getting people into the hospital, getting them the help they need, and they're getting out faster, which has saved this whole system.
But he notes the issue now is staffing. He says reactivating retired health professionals and pushing non-hospital professionals into hospital jobs can help. Finally, he sees the best news on the vaccine front, with doses earmarked for hard-hit nursing homes coming soon.
Federal government is going to work with those doses to get our nursing home residents vaccinated. This could be as early as beginning of next week.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WR.